Winnie and Wilbur, Volume 3. Written by Laura Owen and Corky Paul. And read by Amy Entickner.
Oh, Wilbur!
Winnie clutched poor Wilbur as if he was a cushion. She peeped around him at the television.
That poor lady has been kidnapped. She's been tied like a sweet pea plant to a stake, and she can't escape. Ooh, whatever is going to happen to her?
Murgh,
gurgled poor Wilbur. On the television, Detective Derek had found Bad Boris in his woodland den.
Where have you hidden her, Boris? That handbag doesn't go with your outfit, so I know it isn't yours. It must be stolen. It's hers, isn't it? But what have you done with her, eh?
Shan't tell, said Bad Boris.
Oh, poor lady, said Winnie.
But cunning Detective Derek was already solving the crime.
Those are strange footprints, Bad Boris, he said. Your left footprints are blue, while your right ones are yellow. So I reckon you've got her in that old paint factory.
It's true, I have,
wailed Bad Boris. So the lady was rescued from the paint factory and given back her handbag. Winnie turned off the television.
He's as clever as a clog, that Detective Derek, said Winnie.
The next morning, Winnie and Wilbur were in the village when...
Yap, yap, yap.
Whatever's that? Said Winnie.
Oh, look, Wilbur. There's a dear little doggy tied up to that post, just like the lady on the telly. He must have been dognapped by a baddie like Bad Boris.
Meow!
Wilbur was shaking his head.
We must save him, said Winnie. That's what Detective Derek would do.
So Winnie untied the little dog and popped it into her shopping bag. Then they went home.
Yaroo! Yap, yap, yap!
Noises came from the bag.
He's just upset by being dognapped, said Winnie.
Back home, Winnie took the dog from the bag.
Grrr, snap!
You're not a crocodile, so stop that, said Winnie, snatching her fingers out of the dog's way. You're frightened, aren't you, you poor little pooch?
Winnie offered the dog a bowl of bat's milk.
Grrr!
Would a big, brave kind of a name help you? Said Winnie.
I'm going to call you Butch.
Grrr!
Said Butch.
Yap, yap, yap.
Winnie covered her ears. We'd better get detecting and find out where Butch really belongs. Then we can give him back to his grateful owner.